right, KJ Talk Radio here tonight in Glenard, Maryland, with your host, Daryl King, author of Dirty South, Mac Daddy, How Do You Want It, and Dirty South. And our co-host, Mr. Elvis Jones Jr., entrepreneur extraordinaire. We are here tonight bringing y'all a wonderful show. We have tonight, who is it, Jones? We have a band here, right from the local area, is that right?
That's right.
All right, I believe that. And plays a variety of different music. They are wonderful guys. Introduce you all tonight to
the last.
All right. So I work with one of these gentlemen. Member of the band, Stewart. Just thank him as well as his bandmates coming here this evening. And so Mr. Stewart, so just tell us a little bit, and we're gonna go around the room here. How you guys got started.
Okay, Bobby Stewart. Then there's Bobby Stewart. Well, that's years ago. We've been together a little while. But most of this I like to get over with my friend. Frank Williams, the author of the group here. He's started the
leader. Oh, wow. Right. This is Frank Williams.
I've been playing keyboard about 15 to 20 years with these guys. Some great guys here.
Okay.
Frank Williams is the vocalist, lead vocalist here, along with
Frank Williams. Mr. Williams? Mr. Williams? Okay,
yeah.
Mr. All right, I am familiar with you, sir. I thank you for being here tonight. I had the pleasure to speak to Mr. Williams earlier. Mr. Williams, can you move up to the mic a little bit? You know, give us a rundown, the bio, everything about the group, the last.
All right, well, we've been together for somewhere in the neighborhood 20 years, maybe even more for some of us. And actually, Bobby, like, we call him the Godfather.
Okay. Call him the Godfather? Why do you call Bobby the Godfather?
Because he's actually originator of the group, you know, in some form or another. He kind of pulled us all together from different spots. He's
right.
Down and, but as far as keeping together, he kind of turned that over to me and partner Greg here.
Okay.
He had better leadership skills, I must say.
Okay, all right. So we hear that. The leadership skills are lacking elsewhere, but there's concentrating in this area. Okay, we see you. So, you know, how about, let's get everybody's name. Let's start with that. I mean, we do this every weekday, me and Jonesy, man. I get tired of running my mouth saying my name. So these people online, they're going to know who they're talking to. And could you tell me the instrument that they play as well?
Okay.
And you got Bobby, those who call me Bobby. Bobby Linnell Stewart. That's what they call me. I play keyboards. Do a little writing, arranging for the group. And that's my face. What I do, sit back and laugh at that stuff.
Okay.
We got Greg over here, bass player. Been with the group since the beginning. And do play bass, write, help arrange. Background
vocals. All right.
Okay, I'm JP. Me and Frank,
we
brought me into the group. I'm just a vocalist.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Right. I hear you.
So I wanted to ask you all, you said y'all play instrumental, right?
No, we have some vocals, but it's not like where we do a lot of harmony or anything like that.
And what do you, like, call your music? You know, like, what, is it R&B?
No, like I said, we kind of transitioned from R&B, and now we're more into what we call soulful jazz.
Oh, okay.
right, okay.
All right.
Oh, okay.
We brought a few copies of Cut for y'all to hear.
Uh-huh.
Probably to hear the radio station, your radio listeners to hear. And I was going to try to get a couple of these tracks put on walls for some of the world.
I heard that you guys have a nice little following. Listening right now, right? Okay. Right. So when we come back, and when we return, we will, all of you all that listening to the last quarter, basically, it was a wrong information on the number that you need to call in. So we got plenty of time. So during the commercial break, we will come back the correct number for y'all, all right?
Yeah.
All right. My bad. Come back with the correct call in number so you guys can ask these brothers the question that we're doing right now.
Hello,
all right. We're going to go to commercial break real quick. But when we return, we got a question for you. I see you guys in there.
That means
he's doing some talking.
Hello, Biloxi. Hello,
Hattiesburg. Hi, honey.
Okay,
now. Get
your mother. Jones to jump.
Well, yes, sir. What you going to say when you come back, man?
Oh, well, I got about 10 questions here for him when you come
back. All right.
Okay. 10 questions. All y'all out in radio land, this is AJ Talk Radio right here with the last call. When we come back, we'll be asking tough questions they're going to answer for you. KJ Talk Radio, be right back with you, my people.
Pump Up Your Book Promotion proudly presents Daryl King's urban thriller, Mo Diddy. It has been long said that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Darfuski Island is a bustling gateway for the illicit narcotic trade coming into Savannah. There is money to be made and territories to be defended. Yet within the chaos, there is a balance of power. Whiskey Bannon is a streetwise hustler with the right connections. He knows what he needs to know to safely navigate the eddies of the island's rising drug trade. Police Chief Mickey O'Malley has a reputation for enforcing his own code of laws. His cavalier one-size-fits-all sense of justice is applied equally no matter how minor the infraction. Punk kids tagging vacant buildings are penalized no differently than the drug dealers who sell millions of dollars of coke. O'Malley's arrival threatens the profits and borders of all the street gangs, forcing enemies to suspend grudges and sign temporary peace treaties. Will the alliances between the bosses and the thugs, with the help of the rogue cops, bring a permanent end to the Middleton police chief? Or will O'Malley use blood feuds to enforce his personal vision of justice? Mo Diddy is available through all fine bookstores and online through Amazon.com. Pump Up Your Book Promotion is a full-service public relations firm that specializes in online book promotion.
BBSRadio.com, your source to a world of inspiring information. Removing fear through communication. Engaging, powerful, unforgettable. My name is Spider Turner, and you can hear my music right here on the BBS.
Riders, we're back here with the last quarter. KJ Talk Radio, your host Daryl King and Albert Jones Jr. Sorry we had a little technical difficulty for a second, but we got that straight. We're back here now with Mr. Williams. We're going to ask him some questions, as we will various members of the band. But one of the first questions we want to ask the gentleman is, what style of genre would you classify the music that you guys perform?
We do soulful jazz, because it's kind of a fusion of R&B and jazz in our own with our own flavor.
Okay. All right. Basically, I would say now, you know, you guys seem like you're pretty close to everything. I see you guys joking and laughing here. So how long have you all been together?
Been together about 20 years, give or take. you know, give and take between the different members of the band. Some came a little later, some a little sooner.
But okay.
Roughly 20 years.
That's a long time for a band to be together. So, you know, I'll just say, you know, where do you guys do gigs? Where can, if we're right here in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, that we can actually catch a show from last quarter? Where can we go?
Right now, we are working on our CD, so we kind of took a hiatus from doing gigs. And by the way, I might say that originally we were doing R&B oldies, and many people know us as The Vibes Band.
Oh, wow.
So when we decided to do our own thing,
mm-hmm.
and go into the soulful jazz genre, we kind of left the name The Vibes behind and picked up on a new name, which is one of our good cuts that we have called The Last Quarter. And that is now our band name as well.
The Last Quarter. Okay.
So those who remember us as The Vibes, we are now The Last Quarter.
All right, so you all hear that. For all fans of The Last Quarter, you know, the original name, The Vibes, if you remember, they have now moved on to bigger and better things as The Last Quarter. Now, I will also leave this for you all. For you all that's listening right now to KJ Talk Radio featuring The Last Quarter, there was a number that was given to you all that was incorrect. We do apologize for that. That number is 1-888-815-9756. Again, 1-888-815-9756. We would love to hear your comments. We would love for you all to contact us, call in, and ask these gentlemen questions and just to show some love. All right, moving right along. Now, we're going to ask you, basically, you know, how do you create some of the music or the songs that you guys perform? How is that done? Just give us a little, layman, day in the life of the band, The Last Quarter.
All right, well, like I said before, our name used to be The Vibes, and that was for a reason, because we vibe off each other. And what we usually do is when we set up our equipment, everybody's turning on and everything, we generally start warming up, and somebody may start playing something, and it sounds, has a nice groove to it.
Uh-huh.
Somebody else will drop in and pick up on it, and then we just, before you know it, we got a song, bro.
I got a song. Oh, yeah. Wow, man. I hate you. You know, we're going to try to also, you know, after we come back off commercial break, after I ask you this next question, we want to actually hear some of that music, man, because I'm sure that the listeners want to hear. We want to hear some of that, you know, and we're going to try to make that happen. But one of the things I want to ask, you know, I would say, what's the history behind the forming of the group? What's the basic history behind it? What caused you all to say, hey, you know, we're going to get together. We feel we're talented enough to do that. We feel that, you know what I'm saying, we have the what it takes. And also, we good looking enough so that the ladies can follow us.
All right. Well, basically, like I said before, Bobby is considered like the godfather of the group. He kind of started things more or less. But we all were involved in music in some way or another, in maybe some other group or individually, soloist, something like that. And he found various members, pulled us all together. We became a family. I brought my boy JC in.
Uh-huh.
We grew up together. We grew up singing together, as a matter
all
of
right,
fact.
All right,
all right. A lot of oldies, you know, Blue Magic, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Hey, take it easy.
we got a caller on line one.
Oh, okay, we got a caller. Let that caller come on through. Let her come on through.
I'm going through.
Hello?
Yes, yes. This is Pastor Mason. I'm calling to congratulate the group on the air at this time.
Oh, and good pastor, the good pastor. Oh, man, we would love a blessing to just have your voice on.
Yeah.
How you doing, sir?
Doing good, thank you. And I think one of the members' name is Lionel Stewart. Am I correct?
Oh yeah, Mr. Lionel Stewart. Of course, you know, I guess that would be, you know, the clown prince of the group, yeah. You know what I'm saying? He definitely has taken the mic, so you can go ahead and just get a start of it, Brother Stewart. Go ahead.
Hello there, Pastor, Lieutenant, how you doing?
Doing fine there, sir. Good to hear your
voice.
All right,
take it home, man.
Yes, sir. Thank God for you. You in the group. We're going to be praying for you guys.
Well, we do. We praise God first.
Oh, that's good. That was one of the questions, you know. How are you connected with your group and your music spiritually? That was one of the questions.
Yeah, God had gave me this gift, man. He gave it to me a long time ago. I had to round these guys up in the pastor. You know, you round them up in the pastor, so, you know, man, you had to pick them up. So I got these guys. God had blessed all of us, man. You know, we brought them in.
I like that.
Put it together, but we finally got it together. And we got some music we wanted y'all to hear out there. We're trying to get a couple of tracks for y'all to hear this afternoon. So y'all
good.
Have to
come
over me.
Yeah, we're looking for. So this is one of the ways that you guys can give back.
Oh yes, and we're going to do that too.
All right, yeah, we're going to be listening for that music.
All right. Thanks. So that was a one call. I'm a fan of the group here last quarter, and we're looking to have 6 more call-ins tonight. And again, at 1-888-815-9756, you can be able to talk to this wonderful group. Last quarter, coming back after the commercial break with some more wonderful news and some, you know, we're going to find out what they're doing now, album-wise. Maybe we can see if we can put some music on. So, then we return. Last quarter, right here, KJ Talk Radio. All that's the book.
Pop Up Your Book Promotion proudly presents Daryl King's urban thriller, Mo Diddy. It has been long said that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Darfuski Island is a bustling gateway for the illicit narcotic trade coming into Savannah. There is money to be made and territories to be defended. Yet within the chaos, there is a balance of power. Whiskey Battle is a streetwise hustler with the right connections. He knows what he needs to know to safely navigate the eddies of the island's rising drug trade. Police Chief Mickey O'Malley has a reputation for enforcing his own code of laws. His cavalier one-size-fits-all sense of justice is applied equally no matter how minor the infraction. Punk kids tagging vacant buildings are penalized no differently than the drug dealers who sell millions of dollars of coke. O'Malley's arrival threatens the profits and borders of all the street gangs, forcing enemies to suspend grudges and sign temporary peace treaties. Will the alliances between the bosses and the thugs, with the help of the rogue cops, bring a permanent end to the militant police chief? Or will O'Malley use blood feuds to enforce his personal vision of justice? Mo Diddy is available through all fine bookstores and online through Amazon.com. Pump Up Your Book Promotion is a full-service public relations firm that specializes in online book promotion.
Daryl King and Mr. Albert Jones Jr. We are here with a band locally of the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. To you all outside, known to those inside, DMV, last quarter. We're going to speak to Greg, I believe, this, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. So, now, Greg, you're a member of last quarter, and what position do you have? Oh, we have got a caller. Go ahead, let him through.
Great.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
This
is Roy?
All right. This is Roy Carter, big fan of the vibes.
Yeah, just Roy Carter. Roy Carter, big fan of the vibes.
What's up, Roy? What's up,
Mr.
Carter?
Mr. Carter, where
yes,
you calling
sir.
From?
I was calling from Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I grew up with these fellas, and they're all good friends of mine, and I want to say hi to Chip and Bobby and Delaneo and everybody, the whole gang. What's up, fellas?
All right, they can hear you.
All right. Well, anyway, I wish all y'all the best. And I'm waiting to hear some of that music from you, so I wish all y'all the best, and I'm going to talk to y'all later on a later date.
Okay. All
right. Right. There you go.
Okay, we're going to let the farmer get the potato. We're going to patch it and get you later.
All righty, sir. I want you to dedicate one to me.
All right. Hey, once again, we're going to get back right there with Greg. We're going to get that number. 888-F3A. 815-9756. If you enjoy this program and you support KJ Talk Radio and you have wonderful shows like right here with Fast Quarter, we want you to call this show. We want you to give these guys love and move right along. Further ado. Go ahead, brother. Talk to us.
Oh, I just want to do like I'm going to talk to this. Greg, bass player and vibes, and been with you for a long time. And before I say any more, I just want to say that the Lord brought us a long.
This is true.
Yeah, it's been a long journey, but we're seeing some better days now and recording some good music and hope to get you to people out there to hear it today.
All right. Okay.
I'm going to ask last quarter, are you thinking about going into the studio, putting some music out? Doing some recording. When y'all doing that now?
If you want to throw it on that now, we can play it right now.
All right. Okay. Well, I just want to let you brothers know that I got a huge tune for you, brother. All right.
Before we go, we'll be getting ready to put you another commercial thing. You know, we got this.
Right.
Internet. Y'all not getting stuff with the program.
Right.
Dinosaur. Right. This right here is the new birth. You understand? So anyway.
This is the way of the future.
That's what it is. So basically, I just want to hear Mr. Lionel. I'm a band, but I want to hear that band just one time. I want to, you know, me. I'm a fan of the Mighty Mighty Young Days. I just want to hear you continue to come a little bit of Brandy?
Yeah. A little bit of
not Brandy. I mean,
regular neighbors.
What is it?
Just the little dog. Okay. Put it back on.
That's Brandy. Okay, go ahead.
So you can tell them how they hope and fireplace with my drapers in my hand.
Uh-oh.
That's a great time, man.
I hear this. I hear some
Big O. You know me and Jones.
Oh, yes, Big O. Right.
I got to try a little bit. Real quick.
All she may be weary.
All right.
Girls, they do get weary.
Uh-oh.
Wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah.
All right.
Hey,
she
All right. Hey, look, y'all. We're having a damn mess. We're talking right here. One of the popular bands on this side, D.C., Maryland, or Virginia, you know, the last quarter, we come back, just keep it going. There's basically a whole lot we need to ask this band, but I want to know what their new album is, so we're going to try to do everything we can to get that music going. So make sure that y'all call 1-888-815-9756. 1-888-815-9756. The last quarter, y'all. Come on, we wait for some calls. I'll let you both KJ talk.
Let me hear from you. Y'all, Ohio, California. California, let me hear from you.
Florida.
All right. Atlanta.
cold in Florida.
It's cold outside.
New York.
We keep you warm.
I don't know how.
Houston, we have a problem.
State your problem.
Picking up transmission from Mars.
BBSRadio.com. Removing fear through communication. Engaging. Powerful. Unforgettable. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBSRadio.com. My name is Spider Turner, and you can find my music at CDBaby.com.
Hey, everybody. This is your new friend, Julio. And I'm talking to you because I like to listen to BBSRadio.com. I sneak over the border every day, and I go see my girlfriend. She got a computer. Come on now, sing it, girls.
BBSRadio.com.
Engaging.
Powerful.
Unforgettable. Hey, this is
Jed from 5 a.m.
Check out
our new music at
www.5veam.com.
BBS Radio.
Yo, the show.
BBS
Radio. It's a show.
Removing fear through communication.
5 a.m.'s latest.
Raise the Sun.
Out now.
Get it at iTunes.
Hi, I'm Jackie Zeman, and you may know me as Robbie Spencer from General Hospital. And you're listening to BBSRadio.com.
All right, KJ Talk Radio. How you guys doing? I do apologize for the technical difficulty that we just experienced. You know, some things are beyond your, you know, your control. You got to deal with them, but I definitely apologize for that. Once again, we are here with the last quarter, and we are here with Mr.
Delano Palin.
All right, all right. How you doing?
They call me Delanio.
Delanio.
Ain't got that right after more.
That sounds like a musician, brother. I want to know, first of all, what position you play in the group?
I'm the guitar player. I also write and help arrange songs.
Guitar player.
Background vocals.
Okay, okay. What kind of guitar are we playing? We talking, we doing electrical?
Yes, electric. And acoustic.
And acoustic, okay. Okay, whatever. Okay, that'll work. That'll work. Now, I want to know, you know, and again, ladies and gentlemen, do apologize for the technical difficulties that we actually experienced, which means we got to have these brothers back on the show again and get everything correct because we need to hear that music. But could you give us a little information on any new work you're doing, an album or anything like that?
Yeah, well, right now we're working on on putting out our own CD, and that's basically what we're doing. We used to do shows. We used to have a top 40, mm-hmm. R&B showcase, but mm-hmm. We quit that and decided to concentrate on putting our own music out.
All right. Okay, so what is the best part of being a member of Last Quarter for you?
The best part for me is really having known these guys all these years. I mean, I first met Bobby Linnell, several years ago. We used to live on the same street.
Okay.
And somehow we got together. He found out I played guitar, and I found out he played keyboard. So we took it from there. It was a while back, and then he introduced me to the rest of the crew.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I'll tell you what, that sounds great. And I'll tell you, man, just being in the presence of these guys, listeners, I want you all to know is you actually get the feel of being on a real music group. You know, the guys are laid back, they cutting on each other, they joking, laughing. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm actually in a real, I'm around rock stars, just how they act. So it's we're going to try to move right along to every band member that has not actually taken the air. We want to talk to everyone. A wonderful group. Who we got next?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't no cowboy. All the way down to Texas. I'm going to kill that boy. He won't be able to go to work. Yeah. And this goes out to Mike Spade, too. But my cowboy. You my cowboy, no, Mike Spade.
Well, everybody, we setting it up. Be interested in this brother. Thank you.
My name is JC.
Okay, someone by the name of Final Soup.
Okay, guys, we have a Philip online, too. A Philip.
They win too much, man.
See, for all of you all in other parts of the United States, when you're here in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, and I'm not a Redskin fan myself, I don't want to tell you.
Okay, guys, we got callers. All lines are loaded.
Okay, you got a caller? Caller, Don? The lines are loaded. Y'all, they all doing something, man. Y'all blowing our lines up, man. What's going on? Good God Almighty. Don, can you hear that caller? Can you put him through? All right. So we're going to move right along anyway. I guess that must have been a Redskins fan, one of them.
Yeah, okay.
Get on that. I guess.
Hello.
But, yeah, like I was saying, these parts, Redskins country cowboys, it's a very fierce
guys,
fight.
I'm putting them through, but you're not responding to them.
Oh, here
I'm
you go.
Trying to.
Hello. From gridiron, back to the stage. What are you doing, sir?
I'm a vocalist, a percussionist. We throw it all of us.
Hey, you guys hear each other okay?
Everything, yeah.
No, I can hear the radio.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can hear the caller, man. Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maryland.
Maryland. Oh, okay. All
in
right.
New
Carrollton. So we thank you for joining us tonight. It's a pleasure to have you. Could you state your name?
My name is Lucy.
Lucy. Okay.
Lucy is a scared
guy. So, what do you have a question for any of the bandmates here tonight?
Yes, I'd like to know when the CD is going to come out.
When is CD going to come out? All right. That's something I think any fan of music want to know. So we need to know something, y'all. When it's going to come out.
Got a lot of us doing that.
Okay.
Got some of it on that CD that's playing now.
Okay.
Playing now?
Well, I guess.
Who am I speaking to, JC?
JC?
Yeah. Hey, JC, what's up? How you doing?
When y'all gonna get this down, laid down, get it out?
Hey, I don't know. Hey, I ain't the boss, man.
Who's boss, man, Frank?
hold up.
Hey, why don't y'all sing something?
Hello, man. We're going to come out with this.
Why don't y'all just go ahead and sing something on air?
Well, they did say, you know,
we're trying to get them to play the CD here, but they're having so many technical difficulties, so we have to apologize.
Right.
But it's still good that y'all support us. You know, this makes us feel good. Lucy, whoever Lucy is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
All right. Bless your heart, though. Bless you and your family.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. So, hey, you guys have received a lot of phone calls tonight. I mean, you guys are definitely have to be positive, very popular group. Again, 1-888-815-9756. That's the number for anybody that wants to call in. Again, it's 1-888-815-9756.
We have Lisa, line one.
Line one. Okay, come on. Come on, talk to me. Line one. This is KJ Talk Radio, host Daryl King. And
all
the Patrick Moneybag Pat, Charles.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. I was calling to find out. I see you guys are having difficulty, so you're not playing a song. Can they sing a cappella?
Okay. We got some requests of a cappella. Somebody need to get on. Young lady, don't leave us. Trust me. Before we get on the air,
this is Lisa.
Okay, Lisa. Okay, Lisa. Where are you calling from?
Upper Marlboro, Maryland.
Upper Marlboro, Maryland. We got a young lady that's representing Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Lisa. Okay, so basically, we're going to do everything that we can to put the music on the air. We're working on that now. Engineers are hard, so hang with us. But do you have anything to ask any members of the band?
Well, I'm anxious to hear a song, and I want to know when they're going to release, you know, when they're going to release their first album.
Okay, all right, guys. So you need to hear that. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Lisa, I will say myself, I hope Daryl King, KJ Talk, and I don't do work hard, gentlemen, play the again, you get off the air earlier that kind of prevented us having the music basically sent to you, but we're working hard on that, so.
Okay, because you're blinking out now, so I'm just going to hang up. I wish the guys luck. I love them all, and I'm ready to buy an album.
Okay, great. You heard that? You heard that last quarter? All right. So anyway, back to group. We're going to be talking. Who we got next? Is anybody else supposed to get on the night in front? Somebody need to talk to somebody. What's going on here? Okay. Right. And give us a few mics, y'all. You can't hear. So who do we have here?
I'm JR. A lot of people know me as Chip. Family members, but now that the Chip is kind of catching on now.
Okay.
Can't get away from that name, man.
Okay. So, Chip, man, you guys have had a lot of callers tonight, man. You guys are well-loved, man. I want to ask you now, we're doing everything we can in order to make your music come on. So all of the fans out there in Radio Land can hear their most beloved group, The Last Quarter. But give us a little bit about some new projects you guys are doing, and where can we catch you all at live if you're in the D.C., Maryland, or Virginia area?
Probably the next time you probably be able to see us, we'll probably do something on our own. We'll probably give a cabaret or something ourselves after the lead CD's out and give people a chance to listen to us for a little while. And as a drummer, you know, I work a lot with everybody as far as putting everything together. And since a lot of times over the years, people have heard us playing every type of song out there, every, you name it, man, from what, James Brown to Earth, Wind & Fire. We done played everything. Average White Band. So now we're going to concentrate on our own stuff.
Okay. All right.
Something you've never heard before. And I apologize if we can't get the technical.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Now, but hopefully if they can get that straight. I hope you invite me back.
Oh, well, absolutely. You know, I definitely want you guys to come on back. I definitely want you all to come back. You know what I'm saying? I really enjoyed it. I worked with one of your band members, of course, Lionel Stewart. You know, and we're gonna do that. So I think Mr. Williams is gonna step back on again, and he's gonna let you all know. Hello?
Yeah, okay. I thought, you know, again, we really apologize for, you know, a lot of the technical difficulties. You know, we've had a lot of, you know, inclement weather in the Washington area. So basically we're going to just ask Mr. Williams about, you know, when will we should expect the next album? When should we expect it in 2010?
My man said earlier, we shooting for 3 months from now, mm-hmm. try to get something released. If not a single, we try to put out at least maybe 4 or 5 songs.
Okay.
You know, maybe a single. Depends on, you know, how things go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's looking pretty good right now. So.
All right. That
pretty,
sounds
pretty
good.
Close to getting it out there.
That sounds good. So, basically, give me some, or our listeners, some information on how they can get in contact with the group, where they can actually see you guys perform or number, anything. You might even have some aspiring members. It might be a young lady that want to be a singer. So I don't know. Somebody out there, you know, in the network. Could you give them some information?
Okay. Well, you can contact me basically at 301-821-5908.
Okay.
Or you can contact Greg Davis at
301-706-5137. All right.
Hello? We also have a website that's under construction right now. It'll be up and running soon, but it's not ready yet. And it's lastquarterband.com.
Okay.
And it's under construction right now.
All right. So that's the information. And the music you guys just heard, if you like it, what is that? That right there, but we're going to play it, and it's we're gonna actually play it. That's a little bit of the music of the last quarter. Could you give me an idea of what title of that is on the album?
Well, that sounds like Hot.
That sounds like Hot. Okay,
yeah.
Well, you all, finally, we got our equipment working where you can hear some of the music. So we're going to try. Our engineer is going to go ahead and turn that on up, and we're going to let you hear a little bit of Hot by the last quarter. All right? That is Hot by the last quarter. Oh, Mr. Williams, that was funky, man.
All right,
I like
thanks.
That was funky, man. I mean, you know, tell me, the music, I mean, the beat is just smooth. I mean, you know, it sounds like a real hot song. How do you guys talk about that?
Well, it's a collaboration on all our parts, actually. I write most of the lyrics, but that particular song, I think Al Chip wrote the lyrics for that one. But all of us had some input on the music and whatnot. But
okay. Well, I heard that. Well, you know what, Mr. Williams, we're going into the close before we close out. But I just have to ask you one: can I borrow your bandmate, Mr. Stewart, to have him something, harmonize something? You know, you got so many fans. You guys, a young lady, I promised Lisa that I would let one of you all harmonize something from the band. Oh, it's Mr. Williams. Okay. Well, Lisa, if you're still out there, sweetheart, this is for you. This is Mr. Williams. Go ahead, harmonize something. You got to give something. I promise.
You're my love, you're my angel, you're the girl of my dreams. And I'd like to thank you, waiting patiently, yeah, Daddy's home. Daddy's home to stay. Ooh, how I waited for this moment, dear, to be by your side. Your best friend wrote and told me you had teardrops in your eyes, yeah, Daddy's home. Daddy's home to stay.
All right, y'all. That is wonderful. That's beautiful. Oh, man. That is none other than the last quarter, y'all. We have had a wonderful, wonderful time here at KJ Talk Radio. Oh, my God. I want to thank all of you gentlemen for being with us tonight. Thank you. We're going to definitely have you all back. That is the last quarter. You guys, please support this group. We will have them back again right here on KJ Talk Radio. I want you all to be blessed. I want you all to have a wonderful week. And I just want you all to know one thing, that if nobody else loves you, you know that God does.
Oh, yeah.
KJ Talk Radio, holla at your boy.
Yeah.